Good afternoon. Welcome to another episode of Logan's Devotions. It's great to be together. Wonderful to open up God's Word for another day and see what He has to say. We're turning through to 1 Corinthians chapter 8, but before I read our passage, let's pray. Father in heaven, thank you for your Word. Would you help us? Help us to understand it and to grow in our knowledge and love of you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. 1 Corinthians chapter 8, the first three verses. Now, concerning food offered to idols, we know that all of us possess knowledge. This knowledge puffs up, but love builds up. If anyone imagines that he knows something, he does not yet know as he ought to know. But if anyone loves God, he is known by God. Paul's about to interact with an issue in the church of Corinth, which I think is very relevant for you and I and for many of the churches today. And that is, how do we interact with matters of the conscience? Matters that are ardea fora. In other words, matters that are not expressly addressed in the scripture. For example, if I go to the market and there's a piece of meat that's been offered to an idol, am I allowed to eat it? That's the exact issue they're dealing with here. Obviously, you and I don't face that problem. But we've seen some pretty big conscience issues in the recent past, haven't we? Should I get a vaccine? There's no law in the Bible stating that you should or shouldn't get a vaccine. It is a matter of the conscience between you and God. And we have freedom of the conscience. And the Corinthians knew that. They knew that they were free to eat the meat or free to take the vaccine. They knew they were free. And not only did they know they were free, but they knew that there was nothing spiritually wrong with eating this meat. Because it's just meat. And as Paul's going to go on and four onwards to acknowledge, there is only one God. There is no such thing as an idol. So you're free to eat the meat. But that freedom and knowledge was being used in such a way that it was hurting the people around them. What was the problem? What was going wrong in the church of Corinth that was causing people to become hurt and damaged and unity to be fractured over a matter that was not a matter to get upset over? The problem was not the food nor the idols, but the heart of the Corinthians, because the Corinthians were placing all of their foundation upon knowledge and not upon love. We see that here in these verses, don't we? So Paul says to them, we know that everyone has this knowledge. We know that, this knowledge that you're claiming to have. We know that we all know that to be true. And then he says, but this knowledge puffs up, whereas love builds up. And then he says, if anyone imagines that he knows something, he does not yet know it as he ought to know. In other words, you're claiming to have this exceptional knowledge, but we all have it. You're claiming to have this exceptional knowledge, but you don't know everything because no one can know everything. And sadly, you're missing the most fundamental thing, which is a foundation of love, which would drive your knowledge to be used rightly. You see, knowledge is not wrong. Paul's not saying don't learn. Paul's not saying don't be taught. Paul's not saying don't grow in your understanding. No, he's saying make sure that with your knowledge you have love, that it is love that's driving what you're doing, that it's love that your knowledge is based upon, that it's love that is controlling the way you use your knowledge, because it means nothing if you know all the mysteries of the world and yet do not have love. How do I know that? Because that's what Paul says in 1 Corinthians 13, isn't it? You see, part of the problem, not just for the food and the idols, but for us over the last 2-3 years, has not been that we've lacked or had too much knowledge. It's not been that there's been people that have been spreading misinformation. The problem has been that we have not been driven by love. And most of the cases that I can think of the top of my head, and I'm not going to list them off, but most of the cases where I have seen people upset at one another, the problem is not knowledge and information. The problem is people have knowledge, but they're not motivated by love. They're not driven by love. You see, that's the solution to these issues, is to pursue the thing that really matters. And so Paul says in verse 3, if anyone loves God, he is known by God. You see, here's the point. The way to know God and to be known by God is not through theoretical information, but it's through love. Love extended to one another and love extended to God. Love is the most important thing. It's not just a feeling, it's an action. And so as we embrace one another and work on these issues, we do it with love. Because that's the thing that stops us falling into problems. That's the thing that causes us to treat one another as we ought and to wield our knowledge in a way that honors God and builds up rather than puffs up. Because at the end of the day, most of the time that's the problem, isn't it? Knowledge puffs up because we seek our own. But love builds up because, as 1 Corinthians 13 says, love does not seek its own. So let us be filled with love. Oh yes, and knowledge. But love first and foremost. Let's pray. Father, help us to love. Fill our hearts with love for one another and to labor in love and to have knowledge in love and to use it in love. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thanks so much for joining me for another day. I'll see you back here tomorrow afternoon.